criticize the poor people who are undereducated or homeless and all that. Just be happy with what you have. And don't criticize people who don't have even that. Huh? But we never know. Most of the things we see are not truthful, because it's our mind that see things. That makes things not clean, that makes things not pure. Because we are not pure, we are not clean. And the beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. Remember that. So whenever you see somebody impure, check yourself. Whenever you see somebody bad, check yourself. Whenever you see somebody dirty, check yourself. And if you're really clean and pure, then be happy. Be proud. And walk your beautiful way. And pray for the one who is less fortunate. Or pray for me. Okay? Well, I don't need it, but you can. Now, there's something that's not okay with you. That is number one. And number two, if you bring all that garbage in the center, you damage the beauty of this holy place where people come here, expect the best, the most uplifting blessing, so that they can carry on with their duty, with their heavy laden burden when they go back home. See, they can deal with problems, with the garbage at their house. So they don't come here to deserve the garbage that you throw around. If you ever have a poisonous thought in your mind, then pray to God, to the inner master, to cleanse it. Don't blame it on anything else and don't believe in that. The negative thing is never true, because God is not negative. How can God create anything negative? Everything negative comes from our devil mind. Everything God creates is perfect. We just make everything topsy-turvy, turn everything into bad, because we are taught that way. We accept other people as our own opinion. We learn it from other books, say this is no good, that's no good, and then we believe in it and we make it into no good. So be careful what you read, be careful what you take into your system and make it your own. Be careful what you believe. Whether it's really good, you have to examine it. Examine even everything I say, whether it's good for you or not, whether it's logical or not. If not, you just reject it. Really. Just tell me that what I said is garbage. You have to examine everything before you take it into your own system and make it become yours. Otherwise, it will be damaging, you see? If some garbage you take in, if some bad systems you take in, and you make it into a belief, and make it become yours, and it's fixed, and it's forever, and you die in there, you trapped in there, you cannot be free. The thought, the system, the conception, all these can trap people. Don't you know that? Huh? How many families are unhappy because the husband, the wife believe sex is sinful? Meanwhile, they cannot help it. They're so unhappy, and they inhibit each other and they make their life hell. Does God want you to be like that? Does God want your marriage to become hell like that? Does God want two people who love each other to feel guilty, sinful all the time like that? What for? What does it serve God over there? For example, all these conceptions do a lot of harm to people. I'm just citing one example, okay? Every other thing you have to examine yourself. I can't just chew all the food and feed it to you. There is no good for you. But you have to be clever. You meditate. You polish your wisdom so that you can be more clever, and then you can judge yourself what's good, what's not. But you have to examine carefully, honestly, without any judgmental attitude, without any preconceived ideas, so pure as a child, looking as a flower as it is. Without judging, oh, why is this not red? It should be, pink. I like pink. I don't like red. Why? Red is okay. Pink also okay. Okay or not okay is your own mind problem. Your soul doesn't discriminate, see? So we have to be very careful how we live our life, because everything we think generates something. No? If it's negative, it generates a negative atmosphere, and it attracts bad luck to us, to the people around us. Everywhere we go, we bring it with us. Like if you carry a bag of poison and it's leaking. Anywhere you go, will it poison you? And will it poison anybody who comes near you? It will, right? Same. Poisonous thoughts are more poisonous than poisonous fumes or any substances. Be careful what you think. If it's really no good, discard it right away. Recite the five names. Keep yourself centered. Purify yourself. Enjoy the blessing that God gives you every moment that you're living. Be thankful that you're healthy, you live, you have a good place to come and relax, and you have good friends like this, huh? And you have a good friend like me. I have never asked you to do anything for me personally. See? Everything I do for you is free, willingly and lovingly. And you always ask me, how can we repay you, Master? Don't. You don't have to repay me anything. Just clean yourself. Mind your own business. And let me do mine. Yeah. That's very simple. Huh? Because if you keep looking at my garbage, you cannot improve. Or if you're looking at the neighbor's garbage, you're doing yourself a disservice. That's all. I don't forbid you to do that. I don't forbid you to look into the neighbor's garbage or to do anything that you like to do. But you have to think whether it's good for you or not. Every time you think negatively about some people, is that comfortable for yourself? First, is that comfortable? No. You see? Already no good. Immediately. No need to believe my word. You examine it. Every time you're angry with somebody, think bad about them, whether true or not. Who is the one who's most uncomfortable? The first, number one, ourselves, right? Yeah, so very simple. Very simple. It's very easy to keep ourselves in control. Just look straight inside. Recite the five names and pray every time that the Master helps you. Huh? Helps you to give you loving thoughts right now or replace the bad with a loving one, okay? That doesn't mean sometimes you don't get angry if it's rightful. You believe like that. Just express yourself if you really believe like that. But then you have to examine, you know. Or like if you're angry with that person, then tell him the reason. But you have to examine first whether it's true, whether it's logical, whether it's worth it. And if you're angry because he makes you angry with him, tell him. At least give him a chance to clarify it with you, see, or to clear the air with you. And don't just think, judge that person by your own personal experience and low level or high level of consciousness, and then fix him there, and then go talk to somebody else about him without him even knowing what you're talking about. And the third guy is even more helpless. He just sits there and listens to all the garbage. He doesn't even know anything about it, you know? And then maybe that third guy goes to talk to the fourth guy. Oh, God. Then the whole center is full of garbage. And sometimes you don't talk about it, but you think about it. Also no good. You better pray to God any time at that moment. Say, take away this poison from me. Or else you poison everybody around you, you see? Because thought and deed and speech, they're all the same. They're all powerful. Very powerful, huh? Especially when we have concentration. It's very tiring when sometimes the karma comes and you have to clash with somebody. In the morning, you look at yourself, your face looks black. Something poisonous inside you releases some poison, makes you feel very, very tired and makes you get old quickly and not so fresh and young anymore. So keep yourself pure, positive. It's best for you. Unless you can't help it, like you have to live together with a person and that person causes trouble or both of you misunderstanding, then you have to clear it with each other, you know. But that's just not like thinking positive about somebody who doesn't even know anything about you. Who doesn't even know that you think negative about him. And maybe the thing you think is not true. And even if it is true, you don't know how karma works. You don't know what God has arranged for that person and this person. For what purpose? You know nothing. So better just shut up, shut the mind, five names, and, you know, think positive. Because you don't lose anything if you think positive. Every time you think negative, you lose. That's all. It's for yourself. It's not that I forbid you or God punishes you, nothing. You see. Your life will be much, much better if you always try to think positive about everybody. And if you have some problem with your close one, then sort it out with him or her alone. You have no right to talk badly about your partner, whether it's true or not, to another third person. You violate his personal, private rights and honor. Do you understand that? And if you love that somebody, then it's really bad. You really, really, I would say, disgrace him or her by doing that. Because sometimes you misunderstand him or her also. Or even if it's true, maybe he did not intend to do that. You see, his habit or he thinks doing that is good for you, but then it's not good for you because you don't like it. But you have to tell him or her alone. Because that's who you have to work with. You can't work with a third person. See what I mean? If you live together, like husband and wife, you have to work things out together. Try not to gossip about him or her. Because suppose later he or she heard that about you, your relationship will be gone. Finished. He or she cannot forgive you. The trust is broken. If you live together, husband and wife, you must have trust in each other. You must know you can turn to him or her in times of trouble, and he or she will protect you, will honor you, protect your honor. Not that they can sell you in any moment to anybody, and you don't even know who that is. You don't even know what they're talking about. And half of the thing is just in their own head. This might not be true. It's difficult, I know that, but try. That's the only way you have to do. I mean, there's no other choice anyhow. Any other choice brings you trouble. You can try any other choice you want, but then it brings you trouble. And then you will find that this is the only choice that we have to live with. We have to live truthfully and just take care of whatever it is, our own business. We have enough problems with ourselves, with our partners, with our children. There's no need to take care of his, or the neighbors, right? Don't you think you have enough or not? Or you don't have enough? I can give you some of mine. Free. I have a lot, you know, left over and spare, you know. Whew, talking about garbage. If you really love it that much, come live with me. And then I share with you a lot. Well, even voluntarily, you don't even ask, I will give it, you know. If you live next to me, you will see it. How can you live next to a person don't see garbage, you know what I mean? Yeah, just follow me and then you know what garbage really is. And sometimes you will suffer too. You wish to know what suffering is. So be happy that you're not with me, that your life is peaceful and normal, you know? Really, a normal life is a blessing. Don't fantasize. If you have one partner or one lover, try to work with that person. Because it's workable, eh? In the long run, it will. I know that because, for example, my parents, they fought every day before. And now they're very sweet together at 80. Yeah. Finally, you know, I mean, better late than never. Huh? And now, mình ơi, tối ngày. And before, lại đi. Lại cái nào? Tại vì ông già. Thôi không nói chuyện mấy người đó. Nói chút chút vậy biết rồi không? Don't tell them, okay? When you go to Vietnam, don't tell them. Now what I mean is, I don't see any marriage as difficult as my parents was. You know, according to my opinion, now and when I was young. And I don't see any marriage as easy. Or did you see any that I haven't? Huh? Even the so-called happily ever after, no? You see any problem-free marriage or partnership? No, huh? Today I ate with my teacher, you know, the primary teacher, and he told me voluntarily that he has been observing since he was young up till now that no marriage is ever trouble-free. Because he was surprised why adult people, when he was young, adult people were fighting all the time, you know. So he kept observing and checking everybody, every couple that he knows. He said he has never seen one that without, you know, rubbing and polishing. And then afterward, they're okay. Maybe it's still not okay, but then they get used to it. It's getting better because you get used to it. Yeah. Just like a married couple comes to Master and says, oh, Master, our marriage is in so much trouble, you know, please help us. Can you tell us if it's really, you know, worth it? Should we continue? The Master said, don't worry, I guarantee everything will be better in the future. You will feel better soon, you know. So the husband thinks, oh, how soon can that be? He says maybe 10 years, 20 years. And then The couple says, then, you mean at that time we will live happily ever after finally? We will have no more problems, no more quarrels? And the master said, no, no, it's the same. It's just that you get used to it and you won't feel so bad.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.